What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Time to talk a little NBA and what there is to talk about. Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Forbes.com and Heavy.com. You can find him on Twitter at Sean Devaney, at Sean Devaney. He now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Sean, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. Obviously, we're all kind of, you know, churning for sports, and we want to see sports played relatively soon. But right now with the NBA, you know, the other day Adam Silver said, I don't have any idea when we're coming back. Now, I know behind the scenes, it's kind of like watching a duck swim. You know, underneath the water, they're churning away. Above the water, they look very cool, calm, and collected. What do you think's going on behind the scenes right now as far as trying to determine when and if they could come back?
Yeah, I mean, they are arranging for contingency plans in terms of, you know, are we looking at something that could start in June, you know, which would be probably a little too optimistic, but certainly possible sometime in June, more likely July. I think they're trying to set sort of a drop dead date in terms of you know, when it would be too late. My guess would be about August 1st on that. So yeah, there's a lot of things that they've got to work out in terms of scheduling, in terms of what a tournament or of some sort, a playoff tournament, might look like that would still have some bearing of legitimacy. You know, that that it's not just something that that they're playing just to be played, but that fans can kind of say, okay, whoever wins is the actual champion. So there's that as well. And then there's, you know, probably the most complex part of it is how the players get involved and what the union will agree to. That's going to be something that no matter what the NBA comes up with, it's going to have to then go through the union, and the union's going to have to approve it. So a lot of complicated things. But Adam Silver's right. You know, there's just no way to tell exactly you know, how the virus is going to play out. And as long as that's the case, then that's, you know, they can make all the plans they want. It won't matter until they have some clarity on that.
Is there a, in your opinion, if say, let's say August, like you had mentioned, it becomes a reality, is that really, do we consider that then a lost season? Should they at that point just say, you know what, just bag it? You know, I know there's a lot of money involved, and there is the cry specifically in our area for determining a champion. But at that point in time, you're pushing into football, into college football, and all the other things going on. Do you just say bag it at that point, or do you think they begin to find a way to play games without fans in the stands just to be able to say we're efforting towards a championship?
Yeah, and that's the balance, is they would like to get this played. And you mentioned money, and that's a big part of it. You know, they have to get to 70 games in the regular season in order to fulfill their television broadcast contract. And most teams are around 65. I think the fewest games is 63 right now, which is what the Lakers have. So, you know, they're ultimately, that's what they would like to do, is be able to finish, you know, a handful of games of regular season games, and then have a postseason tournament that they can consider legitimate, and not just them, but that fans can look at, that that the media can look at and say, okay, you know, we have a legitimate champion, because you've got to balance that. You know, that's your credibility at stake right there. You want to make the money, no question, but do you give up some credibility by saying, you know, geez, we're going to play an NCAA-style one-game knockout tournament? You know, that's not going to have any semblance of legitimacy. So how much of your credibility do you want to trade in for the money that you know you can make or salvage the money that you can salvage from what has been a horrible financial season for the league. That's the balance. Is you do want to finish the season, you do want to create that revenue and give fans something to root for in the coming months. But at the same time, it's got to be credible, or else the league loses some credibility.
I was going to mention exactly that. Do they just shrink it from 7 games down to 5 games and make it best ofs in that case? Or, I can't imagine them ever agreeing to do kind of an NCAA-style one-and-done type of tournament. Right. I can't imagine that. People in this area, they're itching to have a culmination or a resolution to this season, because they really believe the Bucks were the best team in the NBA and they were destined for a championship, and this is their opportunity. And you can't just replicate or duplicate this all over again because we know rosters will change. So I think everybody in our area desperately wants to see something happen. I just don't know, much like you alluded to and the commissioner alluded to, I just don't know when the timing is going to be right.
Yeah, and that's right. Is that there's no question that what the league would like to do is create a tournament that does have legitimacy. I think probably the most important thing, Bill, is for them to have a 7-game final. So they could probably have an opening round that was 3 games, best of 3. Maybe the next 2 rounds are best of 5. And then the final round is best of 7. That might be a way to do it. They would like to keep that the finals a 7-game affair, just to be able to say we've got the best 2 teams and we gave them both a legitimate 7-game chance. So you could probably shorten up and maybe you eliminate the first round altogether rather than 16 teams. Just start with 8. And maybe do 5-game series leading into the final. There's those kinds of possibilities. But I think the important thing for the league in terms of, creating that legitimacy is to keep that final series at 7 games and say, okay, we got the best 2 teams and we had what you would call a usual final series. We had a 7-game final series set up the way that that we would normally set up. And went from there. So that's probably the most important thing for the league in terms of the playoffs and keeping some legitimacy to it.
Talking with Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Forbes.com and Heavy.com, joining us. You can find him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. What is the likelihood that the league starts at singular locations? Or I know there was a lot of talk of Vegas, some other talks about some other cities and or areas, where they take the players, much like baseball, and the players, Major League Baseball players are considering, is going to one area, making sure everybody's healthy, and then playing games, kind of like an NCAA tournament, where you start games in the morning and you fulfill your schedule all throughout the day, and my assumption is they're going to televise a lot of this stuff. Is that kind of the worst-case scenario for the league at this point, but something that could at least get them back on track sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I think, and I think increasingly, Bill, the worst case scenario is becoming the best case scenario. That any idea of playing games in your home city, you could pretty much throw that out at this point. I think they've sort of chucked that idea and are instead looking at having like you say, games throughout a day in a single spot. Where they can try to keep everybody, make sure they test everybody, constantly, and just make sure there's no infection and make sure everything's clean and sterile and quarantined and all that sort of stuff. Vegas is obviously the place that probably makes the most sense. They are sort of set up for that sort of thing. And of course, they do that with Summer League. They have much the same situation in terms of how they play games in Summer League. But you could also see, maybe one location being in Las Vegas, and then having a different location where there isn't much infection right now. So, that's the most likely scenario. But like I say, best case scenario would have been, we can go back and play in our cities and maybe have no fans or something like that. But that's, you can throw that one out. It's going to be something along those lines in order to get the season finished, if that, in fact, that's what they're able to do.
What do you think gives the NBA enough confidence to execute that scenario? Are we just waiting for the CDC? Are we waiting for a presidential mandate? Are we waiting for the safe at home orders to be lifted? I mean, at what point? Because I know that, you know, some people say, well, things are easing and the apex and the curves are starting to come down and they're flattening, and which is great news. You don't want to jump the gun, but what are we? I guess as fans of a sport to get underway, what do you think they're waiting for?
I think that that whatever they choose to do would need some sort of clearance from an official agency, like most likely the CDC. That the NBA doesn't want to just go in and say, okay, we're starting. That they want to have guidelines for how best to do this from some official agency, and the CDC is the most obvious one. Now, you know, the CDC is a little busy right now, so there's that. Certainly, I think you know, there's got to be a sense for the NBA to get back on the floor. There's got to be a sense that we are at least on the other side of this. That the NBA, you know, if they were to go out and start playing now, as things are at their worst in some places, and probably going to get worse in other places, that, you know, obviously that would be a bad look. And, you know, you just don't know how safe it is. We don't have the equipment. We don't have the testing equipment, all that sort of stuff. So I think that they would need to have some sense that, A, we're on the other side of it, B, that they had some, you know, some sort of approval from an official agency and guidelines on how to do it from an official agency. And then I think C is probably the testing. You know, I mean, just that's been such a big part of the story here in this country, is that we just don't have the tests. And so if you're going to run an NBA tournament where you're, you know, using all these tests day in and day out, you know, that's not the kind of look that the NBA wants right now.
Sean, always a pleasure. I appreciate it. I mean, I know these are incredibly trying times. There's a lot of questions that just you can't answer right now because right. We just don't know. But it's just it's painful in these parts because everybody, like I said, felt that the Bucks were on their way to possibly winning a championship. So we just kind of wait with, you know, bated breath to see when and if this season finally gets underway. Sean, always a pleasure, buddy. We certainly appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks, Bill. You stay safe and healthy out there, okay?
You too, pal. Appreciate it. There you go. Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Forbes.com and Heavy.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.